One of the biggest mistakes we make as band teachers is comparing ourselves with others. Stop comparing. More in a moment.
Strike up the band so you can give your kids a helping hand. From interviews to teaching tips, you'll add this to your bag of tricks. There's no smarter way to spend your time, so keep it right here with James Devine. The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher.
If you're like me, you often find yourself comparing yourself to other band teachers. And it's something we need to learn to stop doing, because every band program is unique and each has its own problems, its own joys, its own challenges, its own things that make it easy. So we need to all learn to stop comparing ourselves to others. It's an easy trap to fall into. Let me tell you a little bit about my situation. I teach at a suburban school that is probably about middle class. It's a really great school. We have decent money, decent facilities, but we're not rich by any means. But it's kind of a culture where the kids just don't take lessons. Out of 150 kids or so in my program with band and orchestra, I probably have about three that take lessons. So it's just something that's not valued. I've tried to change that culture and tried to encourage that. And it works for a couple of students, but it's just something that hasn't been able to be changed here. I used to compare myself to other band programs where some of them 80% or 90%, some of them require students who are in the top band to take private lessons. I don't think that would work in this culture, and so I'm stuck with what I have. So what I've done is I've created a culture where I have quite a few high expectations for playing assessments and playing tests and that sort of thing. And so the kids sort of get a private lesson from me every couple of weeks. It's really only about a 5-minute lesson, but I'm able to give them some tips to help them become better players. What I decided many years ago is that I was going to stop comparing myself to the other band directors around town, because some of them have the different advantages. Some of them don't. Some of them have a harder time. Some bands have better facilities than I do. Some have worse facilities than I do. Some have better funding. Some have worse funding. So just take where you're at and do the best that you can with it. I have a friend who his philosophy with this, and he teaches in my district also. His name's Ray, and he says, it is what it is. His philosophy is, it is what it is. And he doesn't say that like to excuse not trying your best or excuse not trying to change things. But for example, if he has a year where he has no tuba players and he has tried to recruit kids to play tuba, he still goes and performs and they do the best that they can. And those of you who teach band know that it's never going to sound quite as good without a tuba player. And he just says, it is what it is. Now, he is a very hard worker. He is a hard charger and is always improving his groups. So I know that that's not his way of excusing things. It's just his way of saying, you're going to do the best you can with what you have. Another example in my town is a friend of mine who teaches at, we don't really have an inner city area in Colorado Springs, but if there was something that would be called an inner city area, this would be it. The people who go to that school often have less advantages with their finances, with the ability to take lessons, with the ability of the quality of the horns that they have. And this director, he takes that and he really improves those students, and he extracts every ounce and every drop of musicality that is in those students. His bands don't compete with some of the districts in our area that have a little bit more resources, but he definitely holds his own. His band makes it to state for a marching band every year, and I'm just really impressed with what he does. Maybe you're in a program where you're the K through 12 music teacher and you just happen to also teach band. If you have a band of 30 students and you're in a school with 150 students K through 12, then you're doing really well. I heard a performance about 12 years ago at our state conference, and it was from a band from a tiny town called Kit Carson that's on the eastern plains of Colorado. And they have less than 100 students K through 12 in their school. But they had a 30-piece band. They were playing about grade 2.5 music. But they had students all the way from 4th grade up through 12th grade in that band. And they sounded good. There's no way that that band is ever going to sound like a big suburban high school that has 3 or 4 leveled bands and 5 or 6 music teachers, whatever the resources might be that they have. There's no way that that tiny band from the eastern plains of Colorado is going to sound like a group like that. But that director did the same thing as my other friend. He extracted every drop of musicality that those students had in them. And so maybe they progressed from a 4 to an 8 on a scale of 10. And maybe other groups are starting at a 9 and they're going to a 10. Well, that group that went from 4 to 8 has improved a lot more, but they'll never sound like that group that's at a 10. So stop comparing yourself to others. And when you're frustrated by how things are going, just think this thought: it is what it is.
The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band teacher.